your glory because of who you are. I give you praise.
Good morning, Wayne County. Jim Chester again from Buck's Ranch on Round Table Talks. Come in this morning feeling pretty good. God's been good all week. Even though there's been some rough spots, he's been good to us. I feel blessed and highly favored of the Lord every day. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Let me say a little prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity to come in again, to be on the radio, to just anywhere you give me the opportunity to share, to share. Father, it's all about you and not about us. We know you love us. We know you take care of us, but it's still all about you. And then we reap the benefits when we follow you. Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. I'd like to also pray again a major blessing on everybody in Wayne County. Lord, give them a touch. Everybody in the U.S., I mean, Lord, help us. But give us a touch that we haven't had for a while. Lord, give us guidance. Father, open our ears, open our eyes, and let us see exactly what you want us to hear and see this morning. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, amen. Well, last show, I was on, I guess, a house divided against itself, and I think we got through that, and God talked to us. Well, this morning, once we become undivided, give our undivided attention to Christ, now we can talk about some blessings. In Proverbs, it says, the path of the just is as light. There are so many blessings, so many promises. In 2 Peter, the first chapter and 4th verse, it says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. That was kind of one of my favorite scriptures. I used to play music. We had a band called Promise, and that was kind of our mission statement, I guess, if you want to say. We live by that, and that's what we tried to portray everywhere. God has given us through many different places where we're blessed. Psalms 91, it says, he who abides in the secret place of the Most High. And then it just goes on and it tells you all the things you're protected from and all the things that God's given us. You might want to read that daily. Psalms 91 is another good scripture and a good little contract within the big B-I-B-L-E contract, covenant that, you know, protects us. And it goes on to say that God takes care of us so much we won't even stump our toe. That's pretty good. The promises, one thing this morning I wanted to ask right away is, what do we really believe as Christians, as whatever denomination we've come from, the background, what doctrine do we follow? You know, Paul said the doctrine of Jesus Christ is the one to follow. But you know what? What do we really believe? Do we believe the B-I-B-L-E, the Word of God, the breathed breath of God, the unfallible Word of God, the only truth on the face of the earth? Or do we believe everything else that's put in us from Babylon, from radio, television, music, text? I mean, where are we really getting what we believe? I was talking to a man one time, and he was getting ready to go for surgery, for major surgery. And I quoted him some scriptures. And he looked me straight in the eye, and he said, "I know that's what it says, but I believe." And then he went on to tell me what the doctor said, and you know, I mean, I had already quoted him the word, the truth, and he said, "Well, I don't believe that is essentially what he said. I don't believe that. I believe what somebody else told me." Science, we can't trust science. Facts checkers, we can't trust that. Only thing we can trust is the Word of God. But you know, whatever is coming into us is the thing that is going to run our lives, that is going to direct us every day. The Word also says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." That's Proverbs 23:7. That may not be an exact quote, but Proverbs 23:7, "As a man thinketh, so is he." Back in Deuteronomy, this is something that God told us. He said that the Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouse and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God hath given thee. Do we really believe that? I mean, that's talking, that covers a lot of different places, areas. That covers your health, that covers your finances. In fact, why don't I just go ahead and see if I can read part of this. Deuteronomy 28, it's the blessings, when God gave us the blessings, and it says, "And it shall come to pass that if that thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, the Lord thy God will set upon the high..." Will set upon, this text is small. It says, "Will set upon high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God," the true word, the B-I-B-L-E. We need to learn to hearken to the word of God. Before the cross, the rich young ruler come to Jesus and he said, "What do I have to do to follow you?" Well, Christ, he set out the law for him. He set out the law of Moses to him. The rich young ruler turned and walked away. You know, in the law of Moses, there are over 600 commandments. There's 10 that are specifically on stone, but there's over 600. And the way I read it is, if we miss one of them, we've missed it all. We can't do most of it and get the blessings of God, because we're choosing not to have the blessings. Therefore, we're stepping back into the curse, and that's a scary thing, because the curse is deep. And I mean, a lot of us live in the curse because, well, that's not what I believe, the Bible. Well, I know it says that, but I believe something else. We have to be careful what we think and what we see, what we do, what we let come into our minds, what we believe. But it's the Word of God that we need to believe. I'm going to go back to the blessings here. If after you hearken unto the Word of God and you live in the secret place, it says, "Blessed shalt thou be in the city. Blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase